أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
My topic today is about Zuhoor Imam Zaman.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is a very important topic because I find that this is the topic that pushes us most to change ourselves. Because when we remind ourselves that we have a leader and our leader is about to come and his appearance can be anytime, then we are forced to, in a way, push to change ourselves as quickly as possible so that we are ready when he's here. So first, I will just briefly outline our responsibilities in his ghaibah so we are ready when he comes. And these are by no means all the responsibilities. This is just the few that I think are most important. The first is that we have to be good Muslims in all areas of life. So we have to be careful of all our actions. We have to do all our wajibat. So we have to pray on time. We have to, eat halal food. We have to dress properly, all those things. And we have to stay away from all the things that we're supposed to stay away from. So we're supposed to stay away from the haram things. There is a hadith of the Prophet, there is a hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. That talks about how difficult this task is during the ghaibat of Imam Zaman. Imam says, certainly the rightful owner of this rule, meaning Imam Zaman, will have an occultation, such that the one who adheres to his religion during it will be like the one who clutches onto a thorn bush with his hands. So the second thing that I think is important is creating a connection with Imam Zaman. So this can be done through different ziyarat of Imam Zaman, through dua-i faraj, different duas. There is dua-i ahad that you can recite every morning. There is, especially Friday is the day of Imam Zaman, there is a ziyarat for Imam Zaman for that day. And different things, so you can remind yourself during your day of Imam Zaman and create a connection with him. There is a hadith of the Prophet of God that kind of hints towards this, where he says, the best of deeds of my community is actively anticipating relief from Allah, mighty and exalted. So actively anticipating the relief, which is when the Imam comes. So that's our relief. So we're supposed to actively anticipate it. So now you're probably wondering that a lot of people, they tell us this, that, we should change. That, we should bring these changes in our lives and, purify ourselves and our actions. But we are never able to do it because we get busy with life. We're busy with, school. We're busy with work. So I guess what I will do is kind of recite a few hadiths that will push us towards changing ourselves to give us a sense of urgency that, that the times are changing and Imam can come anytime. So I got these hadiths from the recent speeches of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani, and where he describes this. So his speeches were in Sydney this Muharram. So the first hadith, and I mean by no means am I saying that this has come to pass and that these hadiths are true, but it's a possibility that they have come true. So Imam Kazim alayhi salam says that there will be a man who comes from Qum, and he will call the people to the truth. There will be a group of people who gather around this man, and they will be like blocks of iron. The furious winds will not make them falter. They won't get tired of war. These people will not become cowardly. They will rely only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the end will be for the righteous. So let's just say that this man that the hadith is talking about is Imam Khomeini. It is a possibility. So let's just say that this was Imam Khomeini. I'm just saying it. It doesn't have to be true, but it's a possibility. So the next hadith is that a group of people will come out of the east. They will rise up. These people will pave the way for the Imam for Imam Mahdi's government. So let's just say that this is talking about the Islamic Republic. Maybe. So the next hadith is related to maybe the Islamic uprisings in the Arab world. They say, a time will come when the Arabs will free themselves of their reins. They will overthrow their governments, they will get control of their countries, and they will escape from the rule of foreign powers. So maybe this is talking about what's happening in the Arab world right now. And this will be the time, I think, when Imam Zaman will reappear. So in conclusion, we have to kind of notice what is happening around us, and we have to step it up. We have to step up our efforts in preparing ourselves for the Imam's return. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.